from the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A move by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to allow federal prosecutors to crack down on marijuana sales in states where it's become legal is seen as overly harsh by industry supporters. AgriPulse reports Sessions announced a return to the federal rule of law that prohibits the sale and use of marijuana and the rescission of Obama administration policies that advised prosecutors against taking action on cannabis violations in states where voters had approved it. Not backing down, Monsanto expects U.S. farmers to plant 40 million acres of its dicamba-tolerant GMO soybeans this year, doubling the 2017 total, 40% of projected soybean plantings. Monsanto prominently included the continued adoption of its dicamba-resistant soybeans among its expected drivers of growth in business this year, along with improvements in the pricing of its glyphosate weed killer, the adoption of dicamba-tolerant cotton, South American sales of glyphosate-tolerant soybeans, and the sale of new corn hybrids around the world. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced a slate of Farm Service Agency State Committee appointees. State committees are selected by the Secretary, serve at his pleasure, and are responsible for carrying out FSA's farm programs within delegated authorities. Perdue says the state committees will help to ensure USDA is providing our farmers, ranchers, foresters, and ag producers with the best customer service, serving as a liaison between the USDA and the producers in each state. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.